15. Societal issues and the economy. The March of Protest. Protests are taking place in scores of cities on three continents this week. The protests have many different origins. In Brazil, people rose up against bus fares. In Turkey, against a building project. Indonesians have rejected higher fuel prices. Bulgarians, the government's cronyism. In the Eurozone, they march against austerity. Each angry demonstration is angry in its own way. The protests are fed by deep discontent. Egypt is suffering from the disastrous failure of government at every level. Protest there has become a substitute for opposition. In Europe, the fight is over how to shrink the state. Each time the cuts reach a new target, most recently Greece's national broadcaster, they trigger another protest. Sometimes, as in the riots of young immigrants in Sweden's suburbs in May and of British youths in 2011, entire groups feel excluded from the prosperity around them. Sweden has the highest ratio of youth unemployment to general unemployment in the OECD. Too many young Britons suffer from poor education and have few prospects. In the emerging economies, rapid real growth has led people to expect continuing improvements in their standard of living. This prosperity has paid for services, and in an unequal society like Brazil, narrowed the gap between rich and poor. But it is under threat. In Brazil, GDP growth slowed from 7.5% in 2010 to only 0.9% last year. In Indonesia, where GDP is still below $5,000 a head, ordinary families will keenly feel the loss of fuel subsidies. How will this year of protest turn out? One dark conclusion is that democracy has become harder. Allocating resources between competing interest groups is tougher if millions can turn out on the streets in days. That implies that the Eurozone summer will surely get hotter. Yet social instability is twice as common when public spending falls by at least 5% of GDP as when it is growing. At some point, European leaders must curb the chronic overspending on social welfare and deal with the euro's institutional weakness, i.e., the eurozone's weak central institutions.